Hey, good morning. Good morning. After October 7th, it was a whirlwind of emotions. It was wild. Many, many thoughts racing through our minds. A lot of pain, a lot of confusion. Really has been an emotional roller coaster since October 7th. In many, many, many ways, and we're still trying to catch our breath. One theme that has constantly keeps coming up that we hear all the time is we gotta daven. We gotta daven. We need tefillah. We need a daven to Hashem. We hear it from the Rebbeim here at school. We gotta daven, intensify our tefillot. You hear it from the shul rabbanim. We gotta daven. We hear it from leaders. And constantly being bombarded with that same message, we gotta daven. Tefillah after shul, tefillah during the day, the Tehillim chats popping up left and right, constantly finishing Tehillim, the cycles are going strong, beautiful. Question I want to ask is, where does this come from? What's the source? What's the source that tefillah is an effective measure? Where do we see this in the Torah HaKdosha, our beautiful Torah Chaim, a manual, our book of life? Where do we see? Anybody want to be brave enough to go for it? Without looking at the sheet, the basis, the origin of tefillah, why it's an effective measure. Yaakov!
I don't know if this is cheating, but we learned what we learned in class.
Whoa, okay, someone's listening. Baruch Hashem. Someone's listening. Parts of it. So let's look inside. What a holy yid. Vayigash Yaakov! Oh, this is all about you now. Vayigash Yaakov al Yitzchak Aviv. Alright, everybody, look good now. He's here. Vayigash Yaakov Yitzchak Aviv, Vayimsheu, Vayomer Hakol Kol Yaakov Hayedayim Yidei Esav. What's the context here? Anybody know? What's the context of this pasuk? Parents aloud. Anybody know the context? What's happening here? Yeah, what's happening in this pasuk? Hakol Kol Yaakov Hayedayim Yidei Esav.
Yaakov came to steal the bracha.
Very good, there you go, Rav Kohn Shlita. He came to steal the bracha. Under the disguise, his mother said, your father's days are limited. Your father's days are numbered. We need to make sure you get the Bechor. You get the supreme bracha. We'll give a plus one for laser for that, all right?
Yeah.
Credit to your sons.
Assist.
There you go. You need to get the bracha. He was very uncomfortable because he's the paradigm. He's the epitome of truth. He's uncomfortable to go through this plan, but his mother convinces him, and he goes in under the disguise of Esav to get to secure the bracha. Beautiful. Yaakov is a little apprehensive. Yitzchak is a little apprehensive. He's confused. What's happening? So Yaakov comes close to Yitzchak Aviv Yamsheu, and Yitzchak feels him. Vayomer, and he says these famous words: "Akol kol Yaakov." The voice is the voice of Yaakov. Ayedayim de Esav. The hands are the hands of Esav. This has become our battle cry. This has become our bumper sticker. So beautiful. The kol kol Yaakov. We got two Yaakovs here. My oldest son's Yaakov. What's going on? The voice is the voice of Yaakov. Look at the Daskanim, source number two. This is the explanation, the commentary of the Bali Tosos on the Parsha. Something so beautiful. Hakol kol Yaakov, hayidayim yidei Esav. The voice is the voice of Yaakov, the hands are the hands of Esav. Amar b'medrash, hayidayim l'Esav. What does it mean, the hands of Esav? She'ein bo koach el b'yadayim. His strength lies in what? With his hands? Lahazik mikarov. He could damage you, he could hurt you when he's close, in combat, with his hands. When he's physically close to you, he could hurt you, Esav. He could wreak havoc, but it's limited. Why? Avala kol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov, that we have our battle cry, b'tfila, which represents davening, mechalek kol amreim, afil merachok. It could stop all bad things, even from far away. A beautiful, delicious idea to Das Kanim. The voice of Yaakov transcends anything. We don't need to be right there. We could be 6,000 miles away. Our tefillah matters. Our tefillah counts. We could be setting up spiritual bomb shelters, spiritual bulletproof vests. Our tefillah matters. Afilu merachok. It doesn't matter where we're located. A yid, we could be thinking about him in Gaza. We could be thinking about a Jew in the Ukraine, wherever he is in the four corners of the globe. Our tefillah is the ability to bring Yeshuas and Nechamos. That's the Kol Kol Yaakov. It's not limited to a locale. It's not limited to here or there. Tefillah is everywhere. And that's why these Tehillim rallies, that's why our tefillah is so monumental, so crucial to everything that we're experiencing right now and every single day. We continue with source number three. After Yaakov Avinu spends many, many years in his father-in-law's home, in the conniving home, deceiving home, his wages were manipulated, he was caught off guard many times, but he stayed strong. He finally leaves the house of Lavan with many children and many wives. Where is he going next? Anybody know what's next? What's the next stop?
To learn.
To learn, but what's the next stop? I'm saying after he leaves Lavan. Who does he meet after meeting Lavan?
Esav.
He meets Esav. And the last time they met, Esav wanted to annihilate him. Esav wanted to kill him. That's why Yaakov was a fugitive. So he's very nervous. And he sends a delegation. And the delegation comes back and says, Esav's coming. How many men with him?
400.
400. Let's go. 400. 400 men. And these are the buff guys. These are Yaakov. These are the tough guys, right? These are the buff guys. And it's intimidating. And it's a very big force coming to come. And he's very, very scared. And Yaakov Avinu takes different measures. And the Ramban, which is such a beautiful parish on the Torah, many people say the Ramban al Torah, if you want to know the hashkafa of Yiddishkeit, you want to know the foundations of Judaism, the Ramban al Torah. Learn it every week. Learn it at your leisure. You can find out real, real gems, real foundations of Yiddishkeit. So look inside source number 3, please. The Ramban's addressing, why do we need to know this whole parsha of Yaakov battling Esav? Nichtava parsha zot. Why is this parsha written? Lodia, to inform us. Ki tzil kadosh baruch hu et abdo, Hashem saved his servant v'galo and redeemed him miyad chazak men, for somebody very stronger than him. Vayishlach malach vayitzaleo, Hashem sent forth an angel and saved him. V'lam deno to teach us. Shalo shehulo batach besitkato, he didn't rely on his righteousness. Rather what? V'hishtadel batzela b'chol yichalto, he tried for salvation in all means possible. We see here the importance of ishtadlus. We have to put forth our best foot. We need to do diligence. We need to be calculated. We need to be smart. We can't rely on our righteousness. V'yeshva od remez l'doros. Everything in the Torah, though, is teaching us a message. These stories in Breishis, ma'aseh avos simel habanim, is teaching us for life. Not just nice, cute stories. These are stories as a guidebook. We should take the parashos very, very seriously because they illuminate for us how to act today. V'yeshva od remez l'doros. Ki kol kasher irala avinu imesav achiv. Everything that's going to happen with to our forefather Avraham with Esav, his brother, Ya'er lanu tami b'nei Esav. It's going to constantly happen to us with the children of Esav. This is foreshadowing the future. We're going to constantly be under target. We're going to constantly be going to be sought after, persecuted, oppressed. This is our history. We read in the Haggadah, behold, door by door, every generation they want to destroy and annihilate us. What do? So beautiful. We should grasp on to the path of the tzaddik. We should prepare ourselves for these three things that he prepared himself with. The Ramban says, why do we need this parsha? Because it teaches us how to act. We're going to have oppressors. We're going to have enemies. Every single generation. It's going to be challenging. It doesn't matter who it is. Yaakov Avinu teaches us how to fight. What's the appropriate measures? We live in a cloudy world. We live in a confusing world. What's appropriate? What do we do? What do we don't do? What should we do? Ribbono Shalom, what's our response? We have a Torah Kedosha. We have the Torah that tells us. And he did three things. What was the first thing? Litzvila. David. Yaakov Avinu davened to Hashem. He davened. That's our weapon. Amongst other things he also did. He also sent gifts. He also did military preparations, because you have to do everything. But tefillah, Yaakov Avinu taught us, when we have enemies, we need to daven. We need to pour forth our heart in Hashem and realize that our Yeshua comes exclusively through the Ribono Shel Olam. We are a miraculous nation. At our very inception, our avos and imahos, they couldn't have children. From our very start, we're a miracle. To teach us, we are a miraculous nation. We can't exist without tefillah. We always have to remember this. And that's why by our very inception, that's how it all began. So Yaakov Avinu fighting in Esav, tefillah, 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 giving us a beautiful guideline for the future. And if you look at source number 4, this comes from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. This is a little harder. Kashir Yashim Yari Moshe Yadov V'Gavar Yisrael. Does anybody know the context of this Mishnah? Give extra credit. Anybody know? Beta!
Is this like when he's raising his hand in the war?
Your dad told you, huh? He told him. Which war against whom?
Malik.
Well, that's a bad man. Very good. Amalek. Nachas. Nachas, as you would say. Nachas. Very, very good. Very nice. Nachat. We have Israeli speaker. Nachat. Very good. When Moshe Rabbeinu raises his hand, this is the fight against Amalek. B'nai Yisrael is victorious. When his hands are down, B'nai Yisrael is suffering, not winning. So the Mishnah asks very, very beautifully. V'chiyadav shamoshe osos mechama o shovos mechama. Moshe's hand is the deciding factor. When Moshe's hands are up, they win. When his hands are down, they lose. Is this a magic show? Poof, if I do this, we win. If I do that, we lose. It's a very deep Mishnah. On a simple level, Elo lomar lecha, what does it teach you? Kol's mancha Yisrael mistaklim klape mala. It represents something. Whenever Moshe's hands were up, and whenever B'nai Yisrael would look toward Hashem, umeshabdim et libam lavim shabashamayim, and subjugate their hearts to their Father in heaven, hayim et gabrim, they would be victorious. When the soldiers fighting on Malek, our most vicious, ferocious opponent ever, when we looked up, and when we saw Moshe's hands up, and it symbolized, and we looked up, and we said, Hashem, I need your help, it's you, that's when B'nai Yisrael won. When they were able to daven and to really submit to the Ribono Shel Olam, Avinu Shebashamayim, they won the war. V'imlav, but if not, they thought it was all me, hayu noflim, they would lose. And that was the war against Amalek. Whenever B'nai Yisrael subjugated their hearts to Hashem and said, Hashem, I need you, that reliance, that dependency on the Ribono Shel Olam, they were victorious in the war against Amalek. We see here that incredible, incredible power of tefillah. If you flip around the page, please. Maybe you've seen this image during this war. There have been many images floating around, but this one really caught my eye. Very beautiful. This was a soldier who was literally saved by his tehillim. A bullet was lodged into the corner of his tehillim. He carried tehillim with him in war, and that bullet was intercepted by the tehillim. And I think the message is clear. Hashem is showing us tehillim does save us. The tehillim, the book of tehillim, reciting the tehillim, our tefillah really protects us. Our tefillah really, really matters. It really is crucial. And we have to remember that because it gets busy. We sometimes go to shul and we sometimes have a lot of things on our mind and we sometimes need to catch up with the boys and schmooze and we got a lot to do. We can't forget, we're soldiers in this war also. We can't forget that our tefillah is extremely important. It's setting up spiritual bomb shelters, spiritual vests for these holy chayalim and for Am Yisrael. And to always take the heart, to take the craft of Yaakov Avinu, the Kol Kol Yaakov, is so critical every single day. I was very blessed. I went with Rabbi Kessel about 6 weeks ago. We went to visit the TBC boys in Eretz Yisrael, which was an amazing trip. We visited 11 yeshivas over 3 days at an army base. And one of the highlights of the trip that really stuck out to me, one night we were at the Kotel, and I saw these Gevaldike Chayalim, HaKadoshim, really holy Jews, and I was schmoozing with them. I was asking them, what brigade are you? Where are you going? And they were the Givati Brigade. And about 6 weeks ago, Givati was the primary unit that was stationed in Gaza. It's expanded since, but Givati. And I said, where are you going? I'm going to Gaza. We're going to Gaza tomorrow. And it really struck me. And I was watching these soldiers, and this image will pierce me, Mir Tashem, for the rest of my life. I see this soldier just locked in. Locked into the Kotel, just so focused, so determined. He knew the craft of Yaakov Avinu. I don't know where he was holding before. I don't know. That's up for the Ribono Shel Olam. But he was locked in. He just straight in, locked in, knowing before you go to Gaza, what do? You daven. Before we go to war, what do we do? What's our craft? Tefillah. And the images are circulating. These units before going in screaming, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And davening before they go in. Because they know that is our spiritual protection. It is so crucial. I also met a bunch of soldiers up by Male Gilboa. We visited one of our alumni there. Incredible group of soldiers. And schmoozing with them and explaining to us, we need tefillah. We need your tefillah. We need your tefillah. We are being Moser Nefesh, leaving our families, risking our lives for Am Yisrael. We need your tefillah as well. So Mir Tashem, to always take to heart. It's not a cute idea. It's not a nice idea. It's really, our survival depends on it. And every day depends on it. Not just during these intense and emotional times. That tefillah is an incredible, incredible tool. It brings bracha to the world. It brings Yeshua to the world. It allows us to have a deep connection with our Father in heaven. We discussed this in Shir the other day, that even if sometimes the answer is no, we don't understand Hashem's ways, we are finite, Hashem is infinite, there's never a downside to tefillah, because it always allows us to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam, to our Father in heaven. It always allows us to strengthen that bond, which is the purpose of our lives. So Mirtz Hashem, we should hear more good news, but should always take the Kol Yaakov very, very seriously. It's something that should be our banner. We'd be very excited and proud about. Mirtz Hashem, through more and more tefillah, we'll hear Besoros Tovos, Yeshuos, and Nechamos.